New music right there from the homie Plies. They're with feeling Kevin it on the Gates. Text.
They feeling it?
Yeah, they feeling it.
Text in 888-429-0941. You can get in right now and let us know what you think of it.
Yeah, it was great. I love the song.
Walking in right now with the fedora on, of course. Looking like Big Face Bills. Coming into his theme song, too. I mean, how'd that go?
I know, right?
Really? We got to do that? Really, man?
Man, you got to have a real discussion, man.
He didn't even, yeah.
I don't even really remember. I don't even really know this guy.
Oh, whatever. Have a seat.
I don't even know this guy right
now. No, you have a seat. We got to talk.
Whatever.
Where's Orlando at? Oh, my God.
All right, P's in the building right now. Fedora'd up, jeweled up, wet. What up, man?
What's up? What's poppin'?
What's going on with you?
I don't know.
What are you talking about? You know, wait. What you talking about? You don't know who this is.
Hey, bro, first of all, this
is it too high?
Y'all just used some tall people.
Y'all didn't know I was coming.
It's on the side.
We're giving you options.
Yeah, get this one.
Yeah. I got it.
You got it, really?
You got to sit on it in order for it to go down.
Man, we'll talk right here, man. What's up?
What's going on? You don't need the headphones.
I don't need the headphones.
Yeah, man, you can go ahead and do your thing. Man,
what's good?
What you talking about? You don't know who this guy is?
Nah, I don't know who this guy is, man. I'm looking for Orlando, man.
Wait, I'm right here.
No, there ain't no way that's Orlando.
Why?
No, because you used to be my guy, man. I don't see you no more.
You don't see me no more?
No, I don't, like, I don't hear from you no more.
Let me explain something to you. You always on the travel, first of all. You know I see more of you on IG.
Hey, listen.
I see you in person.
You know this compatible of when it's Christmas or something, a holiday, and somebody tell you, you know what, I didn't buy you nothing because you got everything. Like, listen, man. I'm a veteran. You can't play me with these games, man.
Man, whatever.
No, you just don't check on me no more. I hear from you. It's just no nothing, man. It's
no effort, Plies.
It's no homeboy time
man.
No more.
Man, me and Plies are tight. I know, and it's
not
funny.
Not according to him.
Real corporate, old man. I got real corporate. You real corporate, man. Well, what's up with you, man? You just switching on this, man.
Man, you first of all, the record is dope. I'm going to say the record is fire.
Appreciate mm-hmm. that, man.
I mean, it's got, you know, I like the...
It's kind of sounding like the old Orlando now.
I like, no, whatever. I like the fact that you got the visuals done exactly when the record hit. Yeah. And we was talking about that. Is that the new now? That the visuals got to be set the day it hit? Because Davi said he thought the attention span is like crazy.
I'm a little all over the place. For me, you know, my brother, my other half, he believe that.
That it got to all be set. Like when it's ready to go, it's go.
But I try to make sure it's set when I'm in album mode, I'm ready to roll out a project. I try to, when I'm just out here underground thugging, it don't matter. But this situation right here, this the record to roll out, you know, the Purple Heart album. So I just wanted to make sure everything was lined up, right?
I mean, now, when you look at it, because the game, you've gone from where y'all were doing this, like traditionally when it was CDs and it was end caps and mm-hmm. it was Sam Goody's and all that stuff, to where it is now. The game, how is it different?
First of all, listen, don't make me sound ancient, man. Don't come telling me that.
Is that what it made?
Don't make me sound
the game,
ancient,
but,
man.
No, the digital game has made this different with the streaming and everything else and videos and mm-hmm. stuff. It's made the whole game different. So you've been able to finagle this where you've been able to still do what you do, but also, like we said, your IG posts are almost like songs now. They're in rotation.
You gotta. I mean, it's always important to keep up with what's going on. I think I ain't never lost that niche, you know, to be able to do that. Like, you got to be still.
With the end of the street.
You still got to be active. From the standpoint of whatever it is you're trying to do. Like, I'm interested in radio, so I study radio. I'm interested in being able to still connect with my core, so I study my core.
Yeah.
So, for me, I'm that way about everything. So, to be able to stay in the loop and still be able to have this run and still be able to identify what people want to hear from me, I think it just comes with a lot of dedication and work.
P, you went through multiple albums without having any rap features on a single. Now you have this record with Kevin Gates. What made you change that, and what made you pick Gates in particular?
Now, listen, these kind of questions Orlando was supposed to ask. When somebody really a fan and they really your people, you know, so you ask the right question. But that's a question I really thought Orlando would ask me, you know. But no, to answer your question, man, with Gates, that's like a brother to me. You know what I mean? Like, Gates, he one of the first people that I seen in this industry that I felt like I connected with and had a lot of things lined up. We shared a lot of the same similar beliefs. You know, KG first album that he came out with, he ain't had no features, not no rap features. At some point, I don't know if he'll like me to publicly say it, but KG at one point was kind of standoffish too. You know what I mean? He kind of just did his own thing, stayed in his own lane, mind his own business. So I felt like it's just a lot of things that he embodied that I felt like we lined up with perfectly. So for this particular record, I actually had this record when he was incarcerated, but I didn't want nobody else on it until he actually came home. So it was a record that I sat on for, we sat on it probably over a year.
Wow.
It's funny too, because in the video, you got a vignette with him and his girl.
Yeah.
And just the way he's been focused on his relationship, and that's it.
Yeah.
That seemed like that probably was important to him.
Well, for most of the people that I have somewhat of a relationship with, when they, if they get into a situation, they're incarcerated, when they come home, I kind of try to stay out of their way.
Yeah.
I ain't one of the guys to try to bombard you with texts and, you know, let's work. And I kind of pride myself not doing that.
Let them come home.
You feel like everybody does that, so you want to kind of stay. Yeah.
So with Gates, when he first touched down and first came home, I hadn't talked to him in like months.
Yeah.
And when we finally got on the phone, it was, you know, it was like he had never been nowhere. So I told him when we decided to do the record, I told him the visual, I'm coming to you. Like, I want to shoot in L.A. So I ended up going to L.A., flying to L.A., shooting the record with him. But KG, a whole different animal. Like, he don't want you to stay at a hotel. He wants you to stay at his house.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, and he ain't that way with anybody.
Right.
You know, it's just he a genuine person from that standpoint. And this situation, it was just a fun situation. It just felt right. Everything about it felt right.
We got text coming in. It says, I love all the above. I heard a snip on Ply's Instagram. Somebody else said, banger, I'm losing my mind in the car right now.
Oh, y'all love played it right?
Yeah, we just did it.
Oh,
we just
played. Orlando played the record.
Showing symptoms of being my old dog.
You might just be Orlando. I am not putting up with this kind of bullying right now. Like, this is insane. Yeah, that was fire. Just turned on my radio. We riding in the car. Can't wait to hear it again. Somebody said, ask Plies, get in contact. How do I get in contact information to send music to him and Big Gates? Do people still roll up to you with demos or whatever, like trying to, like, flash drives or...
I mean,
or whatever. I mean, that still something you get.
Yeah, I still get it. You know what I mean? I try to always put myself in their situation. You know what I mean? I wasn't the guy who passed out the demo to you and told you to listen to me, but, you know, I understand their situation. So I don't never want to be the artist that, you know, due to my situation, feel like I ain't got time for your situation. So yeah, I listen to it, but for me, the artist thing to me is a little different. I kind of look at that differently. Like, don't let this discourage you if you're an artist. But for me, signing an artist now, I'm not willing to invest, you know, $300,000, $400,000 in you just for you to get popping and then start telling me what you ain't going to do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not interested in that. Yeah, I'd rather spend $300,000 and bust it up, you know, six ways and put $50,000 here, $50,000 here, $50,000 here, $50,000 here, and try me some business ordeals, and if one of them six things work, cool. If they don't, whatever. But
instead of just giving it to somebody,
instead of me spending all my time believing in you, trying to bring you along on this ride, and then you willing to listen to me to get popping, but once you get popping, then you want to tell me, nah, I'm good, I got it from you.
That's crazy, because that's what a lot of people say about young artists now, because you can't tell them nothing. Yeah. Like back in Motown, they had finishing school where they taught you how to, like Berry Gordy was allowed to tell people what to do.
Right.
You know, Quincy Jones told people what to do. Mm-hmm. Clive Davis, people listened to him and their careers took off. Now, when they in the conference room, they got more talking than the executives.
But
telling them what they won't do, like you're saying.
I look at it in two folds. If you're an artist, a young artist, new artist, and you got a situation popping already on your own,
yeah,
I respect that.
Yeah.
But if you're an artist, I just see you and I just think, hey, man, she can be a star. I think I can make her a star, but nobody don't know her.
And you got to mold her.
And I got to mold her and invest in her and, you know,
it's a lot.
Put just as much time into her as I do my own situation. And then when you pop, and people go to knowing you.
Get brand new.
Yeah. You know, now I tell you, hey, I think we should do this. No. I think we should do it this way.
Like this has happened to you before.
sound like you met some brand new people.
No. But to be honest with you, a lot of the artists that I work with that we've signed, they always been pretty much straight shooting guys.
Yeah.
But for myself, we didn't had a local artist here too. But you know, like I said, I understand it. It's just for me. I never been that guy, so that's what make it a little harder for me. Like for me, if you telling me to do something and it's working, I'm riding it out.
Right.
it's good. Like, but a lot of people don't look at it like that.
No,
a lot of people want to be responsible for their own success, which I understand that. It's just for me. If I never had nothing and someone is pointing me in the right direction and now life is good for me, I just want to do more of that.
Yeah. No, I got you. All right. Well, hey, Plies is in the building right now. He ain't going nowhere because we ain't going to let him go because apparently we still got to have a conversation.
Yes, we do.
He doesn't identify. Hey, man, he doesn't recognize
this guy might be Orlando.
No. Plies, Kevin Gates. Kicking off the Purple Heart season right here with All the Above. New video out as well. It's up on wild941.com right now. Be clear. We get all that up.
Hey, hold on.
What? No.
We're going to talk about the record in a second.
He's still going.
Hey, listen, man. I found out something right now, and we should really... Hey, we should really, really, really look deep hard into this radio station over here, man. Wild 94.1. Because it's some historical stuff. They really for the people. We were just talking about going to jail off out, just for everybody who don't know. And I said, Orlando, man, we got to get them people in Orient Road. We got to get them something better to eat.
Yeah.
You know, and they was like, man, when you was down there, what they was trying to get you.
Yeah.
And I said, you didn't.
I skipped a bologna sandwich when I was in there.
Yeah, I said, oh, you been on to the joint, man.
I did five.
You did five?
Five.
Hey. I never knew O was locked up before.
Yeah. My mug shot is out there. People made T-shirts and all kinds of stuff.
Then I asked David. He haven't been on there. Yeah. He said, yeah. I had a little vacation.
I've been to Orient and Falkenberg.
And Falkenberg.
Yeah, you've been both.
Yeah, true story.
I ain't never been to Falkenberg.
You ain't missing much.
Hey, you realer than me.
I'll get pulled over on the way home.
Hey, you can sell some records. Right. We got to get you a rap, man.
But you ain't signing no artist, though.
then he flipped it and turned around to our music director, Brewster. He's like, wait, you ever been in there? She like, yeah.
Everybody here has been locked up. Y'all got to be the really, really radio station in the country.
Wait, first of all, mine was just on a failure to appear in court, and it was like a mistake. But they had
been
me in there
them.
5 hours. I was in that big holding cell. They had a lockdown. They were missing somebody.
Ain't nothing supposed to take that long, man.
It's
nothing supposed to take that long.
5 hours.
How long?
5 hours.
How long were you there for?
Which time?
This last situation.
This last time.
The last time, I think I was in there. This is how long I was in there. It was probably 8 hours because I know the whole system now.
Yeah.
I came in, they took me in intake. I did intake. I love intake.
How do they treat you when you walk in? Like, I mean, when it's Plies, I mean, what? Because come on, I mean, you know.
It was interesting.
It was interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Did you have any fans you rolled into or was it just like a lot of attitude?
A lot of them. A lot of fans? Yeah,
that's
a lot
good.
Of them.
Okay.
But it was a moment for me because, and I always say that, man, I hate God give me mine that way. Because for me, like, let it happen a different way, man. Not in hell. You know? Because nothing's supposed to take this long. I went to intake, then you got to go to property. Then you got to go to... I don't want to do all...
Right.
I'm not trying to stay here, man. You
know? Yeah, they got to separate it. But when they start passing out them orange jumpsuits and everything, that's when I start moving back in the line.
I told him, hey, listen, man. I'm on my way out of here. I ain't planning on going to sleep. Not me. I'm on my way out of here, man. I told him, you get somebody else down. He might want that. I don't want that.
The lucky part is, with me, they didn't know who I was. Because this wasn't when social media was popping, mm-hmm. so people knew my voice.
Right.
But I went in there and they were like,
"So you've been a gangster?"
Oh, they didn't know who I was. So I'm in there and I gave up the bologna sandwich. The dude sitting next to me is like, "Man, you don't know how long you're gonna be in. You sure you're gonna give this to me?"
Right.
So he eating the sandwich and the lady figured out. The lady in the holding room was like. like Orlando. Mm-hmm. And he looked up, he's like, man, Orlando. She said, Orlando from Wild.
Right.
And I ain't turn around.
Right.
Because I'm like, I don't want to be in there flossing like, hey, I'm a DJ. I ain't tell nobody. So the dude was like, oh, man, Orlando from Wild up in this bitch?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, man. I just kept my head low.
Who's that?
And she said, if you don't turn around, I'm coming over there.
Right.
And I turned around and looked at her. I said, hey. And she said, come over. He's like, oh, man, I got Orlando Bologna still.
Because in Orient, everybody together.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a big holding set.
Yeah, it's a big, just, you know.
It's a mixture.
It's a party.
Yeah. Hey, it ain't no party. No, I ain't agreeing with y'all on that one. It wasn't no party for me. Hey, listen, man, that ain't for me. It's a lot of things for me. Jail, that ain't, it's just, you know. It's just,
for everybody out there, it was an honest mistake. Because you explained to us, it was the way you do it, you didn't have to do it that way because you didn't look for your jewelry bag.
I got, you know, 3-4 guys around me who, you know, that's what they get paid to do. They license to carry, you know, firearms.
And Second Amendment, we all celebrate the Second Amendment. Yeah. You know, you can carry. If they give you the right, take the right. You know
like
what
I was telling you all, like I was going to New York. That's where I was going. I knew, you know, I know I couldn't have a firearm in New York. But for me, I always try to do like my brother tell me to do. I always try to dig and find out the message in anything that happened to me. And for me, I looked at it and said, man, if he didn't catch this and I got on the plane.
Oh, you was
and I would have got to New York.
Oh, Lord.
And I would have had this in my bag.
Oh, my God.
It was a real issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for me.
Because you look like a type that somebody going to stop in New York. You know what I mean? Like, if you in New York, like, I mean, the jewels, and
it was one of the moments, like, at the time, you know, when everything was happening, you know, and what I was trying to think about. But when I took a step back and really looked at it and tried to find out what the meaning was behind it, I took that from that. I said, man, like, this was one of them situations that I was thankful that this got flagged on this side than me getting, you know, me getting in New York where this is zero tolerance for that.
Plies is here, and every time he comes in, people get to notice that he's real cerebral, that he's not, you
cerebral.
Know.
Here we go.
What's cerebral?
Cerebral is like you're a thinker. You're not just the dude out here being crazy. You use your head.
But we talked about the biggest thing that I don't like about some of my stumbles, I don't like to be a part of something that don't make me seem smart.
Right.
Like I'm big on that. Just I'm culturally big on that. Like I'm hard on myself. I ain't perfect, but I just don't like to be in situations where I allow people. It's like my grandma used to say all the time, don't give people the bullets to shoot you with.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So for me, I don't like being in situations where I'm like, like
I just gave him one.
I'm supposed to be sharpening.
Yeah, I just gave him one.
So I'm hard on me about that.
That's what I was telling them about, you know, the whole hat thing when we was talking about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I didn't like the fact that there's some people out there who don't know hip hop,
right?
Who all they saw was, man, some rapper was in the White House cussing.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And it make us who are involved in hip hop look janky.
Right.
You know, so I don't want to give people the bullets.
Yeah.
Kanye gave him a clip yesterday. So that's just what it was. Now, here's the deal, though. When I say he a thinker, that's what those conversations that he's talking about that we have. Because we have massive, like, conversations about just life.
Yes.
And I get to know he's, you know, got that advice. Y'all get to know Instagram.
Everybody.
And let me explain something to y'all. What's we picked Instagram? Our hot five.
Yeah, I be hearing people talk to me about Instagram. I don't know. Go ahead.
We picked our hot five.
Go ahead.
Now, I mean, because these are things, like, Plies has been around radio so much that I think he's running his own radio station. On really, he just got really, topics, because you really. Can run your radio show off
you
that.
This one
right here was a question that he asked on his IG. You got to follow him. It's at P-I-P-L-I-E-S, at Plies.
Hey, before I say this, I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with it, so don't y'all go to jumping all goddamn it on me. But listen, how y'all feel about people who go to church on Sunday, you know, clap, sing, shout, yell, the whole nine. And soon as they get back to their house and get out of that car and put that key in the door and walking down, they had them a goddamn drink. Hey, if that's what you do, I'm not knocking the hustle. I just want to ask y'all, because I just had this conversation with somebody. Is that okay? Is that y'all feel like that's backsliding. I know some of y'all gonna say they were drinking in the Bible too. How y'all feel about that? People who go to church and praise the Lord, and then as soon as they come home, they pop that damn bottle open, man. How y'all feel about that?
You can have a drink, Plies.
You ain't got to tell me. You can
have a drink.
He said no judgment.
You can have a drink after church. They did have liquor.
People drank at church.
Wine in the Bible. So always Jesus made water in the wine.
I always hear people say that about wine and yike ain't the same thing.
Agreed.
That ain't the same thing. Now, you can drink some wine. I understand that.
Jesus ain't make
yak.
No yak.
No, he ain't make no yak. Jesus ain't know nothing about yak.
All right, there's also ladies out there who always want to know how Plies is in a relationship. He got this one.
Hey, listen, some of y'all may agree with this, some of y'all may not. But let me explain something to you. Just because we having sex, it don't mean you entitled to all my f***ing business. It don't mean that. You know, if you're my lady, then that's something totally different. But we in a casual relationship, then you get casual information. Don't get no exclusivity. No. We're in a casual relationship. You get casual information from me. That's just how that go. You know, if we dead serious, then you get dead serious information from me. But other than that, you need to put your shades on and chill out.
Okay, wait. First of all, exclusivity.
Hey, listen.
Exclusivity hurt us because that ain't a word. That's not a word right there.
It's not.
Exclusivity ain't a word.
Oh, all right. Hey.
It's exclusivity.
Oh, okay. Well, you
yeah, close.
That go that Florida State. I didn't know.
But now what?
But no, you know what? When I first of all, whoever doing these edits is amazing over there.
That would be oh.
I chop these up myself.
Oh, you chop these up? Oh,
because your go-to word is mother... You yeah, put yeah. MF should, in the middle what? At every word.
That should be allowed on radio.
You don't think so? No, each one of them $325,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
expensive.
Each one of them.
How?
They, FCC?
They didn't charge them in the Oval Office yesterday. So why they bothering you?
Because they beeped it.
Oh, well, yeah, they shouldn't be bothering you. Not about the, you know, not
Trump,
about
Trump got it. Kanye got it. Hey, don't worry about it. Uh-huh. We edited it out, though. Because, I mean, because the thing is, we figured out that if they do a BET Uncut
okay.
with real videos like they used to mm-hmm. and let you drive around in the car and yeah. just talk in between two or three videos, that'll be a home run. Hey, I know Big Gates a businessman.
And that requires Bruh. A big check.
But I'm saying, you are a VJ. With topics. Like, you have people retweet all
life,
your stuff.
I think life is topics.
Have you had anybody hit you up about doing anything like
all
that?
All the time.
Yeah?
You Have should you do it, though. It? You should do it. You should not. There's no way you should not be on TV or something. You just got to clean up your language.
No, I ain't. Yeah.
That's the thing.
So we got to put you on cable then.
On cable?
Yeah, we got to put on YouTube or something. You got to be on something that's getting you money. IG is free.
Yeah, but they allow you to use... But they don't allow you to cuss on cable. I don't even watch TV.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Can cuss on cable.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. So you get on Stars or something like that, or get on something like what Power is. You can do some cussing.
I don't be watching all y'all.
Don't do it, Plies. Man, I think you do good it, without dog. The reality
get
show.
Get that bag. I saw you talking about the bag. You said, ladies, my bag is massive. I know you might not need it, but no, you don't. This is part of the
brand.
But
I told my brother that. I said whenever he feels it's the right time to launch that side of what it is that I'm trying to do, I'm with it.
It's there.
I mean? Yeah, it's like I was telling y'all, like the space that I'm in now, that's what it's about for me. I never, you know, I don't even know if this is on air early, but I never was like in love with what I did. You know what I mean? Like I did it. Like I just felt like I wanted to talk about this day, so I went and made a song and I talked about this day. And then when I showed up at a venue and, you know, 4,000 people, I was like, yeah, like this like cool, like, but I never fell in love with it, and that's just kind of where I'm at now. Like the other phases of my life and what it is that I want to do, mm-hmm. Outside of music, I'm just trying to take that a little bit more serious and be more passionate about everything that I do now. So it's kind of like what I was just telling you about having stumbles. I take things way more serious now. So when I have the hiccups. And the non-smart hiccups, then mm-hmm. I had to go back to the drawing board.
You said you like never fell in love with the craft and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So what were you in love with? Like, what was your passion? Because you had the resources to do anything, go anywhere you want.
Like I was, you know, for me, it was just about being able to go. That's why jail don't work for me. Because I'm just a person that I like to go and come and go as I please. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just not really a systematic guy. Like, I don't enjoy being told what to do, really. You know what I mean? But that's a little soft ego in it. But for me,
I answer that from my side as your friend. I say it was Gates.
Yeah.
Because when his situation ended, you wanted him to walk out. And absolutely. You kept saying that to
absolutely.
Me. I got to get this thing that's right when my brother come home.
That's all that mattered. My plan was when my brother came home to get him the bag and I ride off in the sunset. Like, I was cool. Like, because it wasn't fun to me. Like, when he was locked
up. It was
up,
work.
It was work. All was I kept work. Saying was, I can't F this up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, you know, this was his dream. This was his idea. Like, he put this together. The situation happened. He was incarcerated. He was locked up. I was running point on it, put in a situation that I had never been put in before.
And that's when we met.
Right.
And everything was focused on him getting in.
Right. Hmm. So, for me, I was just trying to not fumble until he came home to see what he had built.
Right.
And when he came home, I was sold on that. I was like, man, I'm straight. Like, I'm good. And he was like, nah, this, you know, this can't
this
happen.
It's go time. We gotta go.
So, you know, we just kept moving like that.
Now that you're all in with the, I mean, traveling, touring, mm-hmm. I mean, brand new music that came out, are you a little anxious? They have a little anxiety checking like YouTube numbers. No. You know what I mean? Making sure, checking like the Billboard charts. Are you going to really be setting your mind on that? Unlike before, maybe you weren't really doing that.
For me, even before when it happened with me, that wasn't, it's like plaques. Like, I got a whole wing of my house where that's just for plaques that they still in the box and wrapped up like how they sent them to me. Like, I don't have a plaque hanging up in my house. Like, no, I've never hung a plaque up in my house. I don't have accomplishments in my house. Like, and that's an internal thing with myself. Like, I don't believe in that. It's like being a good dad. Like, I don't feel like you got to applaud me for being a good dad. Like, that's just something I'm supposed to do.
Who you are.
Yeah.
No expectation have. So, I'm a good daddy. I'm supposed to be a good dad.
Yeah, so
but if
me,
you got a Grammy, you wouldn't put that up in the house?
No. Nah.
Really?
Man, would you give it to your
you better
family member?
Put that thing up. That's a Grammy.
To you, it is a Grammy. It's not a Grammy. Like, what? That gives me acceptance from people that don't know me anyway.
That's true.
So for me, it's not, you know, even when I was nominated for him before, like, that wasn't something that I was dying to have happen for mm-hmm. my life. Like, I've always been that person. I don't need someone else to validate me.
That's got to drive, because I like when I saw you up at Atlantic, I knew something. Because mm-hmm. when I see you at that desk, I'm like, okay,
when they see me, they know.
Because I get my information about what's going on with Plies, usually mm-hmm. from Plies. Mm-hmm. When the Atlantic people hit me about it, I'm like, oh, something big's coming. Because like they trying to set up meetings. I'm like, I can call them myself, but it came through three people.
Go ahead. Oh.
But that's the process. But those people who work for them, if he gets that Grammy or he does that, or just getting nominated, when he gets nominated, their lives get much better. Mm. Like, he don't care, but they like, yo, please. Yeah.
Because that's the business side of it that they
look at.
And I agree with that. Like, I never try to lose focus in the fact that I got partnerships with people.
Yeah.
So when I'm out here just doing my own thing, like, I'm not in the 360 deals that Atlantic, like,
yeah, it's yours.
You know, I'm not in them situations. But for me, I'm still mindful of the fact that I got a partner, so mm-hmm. I'm trying to make sure my partner wins. I'm trying to make sure my partner eat. But they know the same thing. Like, our relationship has always been a relationship because they allow me to do what I do and bring it back to them, and they push the button. But I'm mindful of that, so I don't just bring them anything.
Yeah.
You know, I bring it to him when I'm ready to go and I feel like this is what I want to roll out my situation, then we good.
That's when it's go time. Yeah. All right, we're coming back on the other side because we got a couple more of these high five. We're going to get in and we're going to get it in with Plies before we get out of here. So hold on. Freak show. Y94.1 Bass Party Station. I don't know who this is in front of me. It's like a clone or something. This ain't
the feeling is mutual.
This ain't the real P. Know that. This ain't the real P right here.
I know one thing. Both of us have been to Orient Road. We got more things in common than we even possibly think. Hey, Oba, right. how we can get it? Can they hear us on Orient Road? No?
Huh?
Yeah.
They
listen to us on Orient
Road. Yeah, they listen.
Hey man, we gotta get them people some I'm serious, man.
We wanna give them some
better food.
How you feel about that?
Well, I've never been, but I've definitely heard all the bologna sandwich stories.
It was bologna sandwich. It wasn't mayonnaise. No, it was mustard.
I guess I'm asking more of a political question.
Like, do they deserve better food?
Of course they do. But there's a certain budget.
I mean, now, wait a minute, though. I mean, like, in the holding thing in there, like, I mean, if you in there for, just a short time, uh-huh. Like, bologna sandwich ain't bad. If it's got all the essentials.
But you didn't eat it.
I didn't eat it because I knew I was getting out. So.
Davi, did you eat yours?
I did not eat mine.
Why?
Because I knew I was getting out soon, too. Yeah, like I was trying to prove
now,
to
now, the
him
dude next to me said he thought he was getting out soon, and he was on his second month.
Oh, my God.
So he was like, that's why he took my sandwich. He's like, but before he ate it, he said, you sure you don't want it?
Oh, okay.
Because he's like, you might be in here longer than you expect. And I was like, no, dude, I know I'm getting out.
Well, so, do you think they deserve, like, chicken parm?
I mean, what you want them to give them? Like, I mean, you want to give them, like, full-on good meals? Or?
I mean, you know, bro, come on, man. Like, oh, listen. They making money off you.
They are.
Yes.
So why not? I mean, you gotta have a steak, but.
Something better.
Jail food.
Something better.
Chicken parm.
Chicken parm?
Garlic bread?
Chicken parm.
Jeez, they got Olive Garden up in this. Come on now. I mean, I was thinking chicken fingers. You talking about chicken parm?
Oh, listen. This is how I look at it. And correct me if I'm wrong. When I had my situation, I had to pay money to get out of it. I had to pay $2,000.
Right.
$2,000 cash money. That's all I had to pay. I can't eat nothing better in here than this. I just gave you $2,000.
In a couple hours.
I would love to see the faces because everybody knows about P. People are texting us. People are texting us. I love how real he is and everything else. I would love those people in Roaring Road to hear you say to them, pardon me, but is this what you expect me to eat?
Oh, I just gave you $2,000, man. I was here 8 hours, man. I was here 8 hours. I can go to the Ritz Carlton right over here. I could have went to the Ritz for $4,500. You know, they was going to roll it out. They was going to add champagne, the wine, a bologna sandwich. And I think it was like an apple juice or something.
Yeah. Like something to get you right. I bet you got every nutrient that you needed to get out of that.
No,
extras, no fat. No, ain't no fat people supposed to be.
We got to get them some better food in there.
I mean, trust me, I didn't taste the sandwich, so I don't know how good it was, but I skipped it. So, you know,
no heart for that, man.
They need better options. They do need better options. I don't know if it's chicken parm. I mean, it might need to do something else.
Chicken fingers is good.
Chicken fingers is good. You know, give them a vegetable instead of some fries. Give them some broccoli or some string beans or something.
I mean, if we're talking about jail real quick, I think a big issue is commissary and how expensive they make everything in commissary. You're getting paid 20 cents an hour to, you know, do manual labor, but then a can of Coke is $10.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And they say there's like the biggest labor force. Because of the prison system and stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah, that was part of the diatribe that Kanye got through yesterday.
Hey, man, listen. After I say this, man, let's change the subject. Listen, my biggest problem that I had when I was there, as I was watching, I said, man, this need to hurry up. The reason I need to hurry up for one reason. They don't give you no socks, man.
Socks? Yeah. Is it cold?
Yeah. It's freezing in there.
Freezing. Yeah. Bro, ain't nobody had no socks on, man. I said, ain't no way. Ain't no way. I can't stay there.
I got hypothermia now.
There's no way. I can't get no socks.
Man, we got texts coming in here. Some people say, man, being a nurse at Oriented, yes, I tell you, the food is disgusting. They said we should feed them better, blah, 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 blah. People up here are talking about you and the fact that they met you. Yo, I love Plies. This is real. He's real. G.
Oh, we got to talk about the medical. Fast.
What the medical in
no,
the
No,
in
and,
that?
And, yeah, no. I don't know if they did it to you, but they did it to me. They make you sit down, and it's 70 people
remembering
that was down before me. You know, oh, yeah. They make you sit down.
Oh, yeah.
she put the thermostat or whatever in your, and I said, hold on, man. I said, listen, I don't want no smoke. I don't want no problem. But I just sat and watched you put the same thermostat.
Oh, my God.
All you did was press a button and a clear top just popped off in the trash.
Right. But, that's the disposable part.
Right. But you put this in different levels of people's mouth. Like, it, some it went to the tip, some it went way back. I said, ma'am, listen, I don't want no problem. Let me say that again. Because if you tell me, I won't do it if I got to do it. But can you sanitize? Can you wipe? You got to wipe tonight?
What'd she say?
No, she respected that.
Okay.
I said, man, you got
to wipe. Not everybody get that respect, though.
Oh, my gosh.
You know how many people maybe in there like, man, you might need to dip that in some Purell. Like, if it's prisoner, do I need to tase you?
I told
like, they get a different response.
No, I told her. I said, you ain't got no peroxide or nothing? It's impossible. You can't ask me to sit here and just stick this in my mouth. There's no way.
What else did they do after they checked your temp?
They check your blood pressure. They check your
eyes.
I think I was pretty.
Ask you a bunch of questions.
Yeah. And you never thought about killing yourself. I said, I don't know. It depends on how long before y'all let me out of here. I don't know. Ask me that tomorrow. Well, ask me now.
You getting it? Let's see. We love you very much, Plies. You're a smart man. I wish you the best. Met you twice, and I'm a big fan of yours. You as a person. God Aww. Bless. Somebody else writes, Plies, real ASF.
Open to ask me for something in a minute. Yeah, this is just a setup. This is
what,
setup.
You warming you up?
I'm not warming you up.
I'm letting you know the people rocking with you, man.
They
you know
are.
What I'm saying? Because it's always a good day when you got stuff coming out because you get out in this mode. Any other mode, it's like, you know, you behind the scenes and you moving different.
I think,
is good.
But that worked for me. And the reason I say it worked for me because...
kind of a recluse.
Bro, what?
Stay in the house, guy.
You stay to yourself.
You like to just skate? Say that. Let me put this in my phone. Recluse.
Yeah.
Oh, recluse.
You reclusive.
Okay.
Like Michael Jackson was a dude that didn't want. He wanted to stay at Neverland. He wanted to be.
Oh, was you a double major? You was a double major.
Yeah.
You had to be a double major. You keep hitting me with
now,
that.
Now, there was a word that you learned on IG that you learned from the Kavanaugh trials.
That was all.
That I saw you talk about. You was like, man, when I got drunk and acted a fool, they told me I was thug.
No, listen. Let's
keep it a buck.
Let's just shoot from the up.
Yeah.
Keep it gun barrel straight. Listen, I've never heard belligerent
really
used with black people. I've never heard somebody say,
he acting ass.
Peanut was belligerent. I never heard it. I've never been in court and heard Mr. Walker was belligerent. I never heard that.
Yeah.
So when I seen the Kavanaugh hearing, I said, belligerent. I said, they keep saying it.
Every time he got drunk.
But when I watched him, you know, push party aside, when I watched him, I just really felt like I watched a guy that had a anger
yeah
issue. Like whether it was scripted or if that's really who he was.
Yeah.
But like they said, it was a job interview. So there's nowhere in America you could act like that and get a job.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You couldn't come here and act like that and get a job.
Right. You drink.
But the
you
word
drink. If so, you did that,
right,
you'd be like,
there's no way.
Can I treat him like a hostile witness, Your Honor? Like,
that only works for a rapper and a politician. It don't work for nobody else.
And a judge.
Not a judge. So when I kept hearing the word belligerent, I kept saying, what does belligerent mean?
What did you think it meant?
I didn't know. I honestly didn't know. So I had somebody.
When you
look
found
up,
out what it was.
Yeah.
Ask Alexa.
I said, man, this Alexa. You know, this is me. but it's like being a conservative.
Yeah.
It's like somebody, and I really took a step back and it made me go research those kind of things. Like when somebody tell you somebody is a white nationalist.
You're right.
Boy, that don't sound bad, do it?
It don't sound bad until you look at the whole depth of it.
Right.
Until you understand where it comes from and the origin and everything else. That's kind of,
you know, when people say what a conservative means. Like,
yeah,
when you go really look up what that means, and I was like, man, these people is really ahead of their time. Like, they really figured out a way to push agenda / terminology, but to craft it in a way that is what they would tell you in the political world.
But you
that
know
it's
what?
A dog whistle for certain things.
It is. Absolutely. It's a dog whistle for some people to come out of the woodwork. But also, you know, conservative, some people can be conservative about some things. You're a mm-hmm. parent. Mm-hmm. You know, if you like, you know, my daughter ain't going to be out here all times of night, blah, blah, blah. I'm conservative about my kids.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you like, but I don't mind if a person smoke a little weed if they want to. Like, I'm liberal about that. But like, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind going to the strip club. I'm liberal about that. I'm liberal. You can be liberal about one thing and conservative about another. It's not just black and white.
Somebody told me this at a restaurant the other day I was in that they said, as a bartender, there's two things they ain't supposed to talk about. It's religion and politics.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
The politics thing is a sensitive situation for a lot of people. But the question that I want to ask you about being that, like you said, you can be this on some side or this on the other side. People tell me all the time, oh, I like such and such. I don't really like him, but I like his policy.
Mm-hmm.
I said his policy is him.
It is. But some people are wrong when they vote.
Your policy is you.
You should vote. The way I think, I can't tell anybody mm-hmm. else how to vote, but right. I tell people I vote because I voted across lines. Mm-hmm. I voted policy before I vote party. Mm-hmm. If the party ain't right, and I'm like, I got to switch up because mm-hmm. I'm looking at what you about, and if you about what I'm about over here, I'm following the policy.
Now let me give you the street side of this, okay. How it works in the hood.
Okay, never been there.
They called if you selling drugs and I hang with you, all of us, we just hang out, they doesn't kick it. It's an organization.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
they call that conspiracy.
Yeah, we all together.
We all together
in one accord.
Hit on one Rico. Accord.
Yeah,
because. You was doing illegal activity, and they saying because me and you, Davi, because we didn't call and report him.
Yeah.
Y'all in
we
it.
Go with him, too.
We're his accomplices now.
Yeah. But in the political world, you can hopscotch. You can
separate.
You can separate. Mm-hmm. But in the real world, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. That's why politics is a different game.
It's dirty.
And the people who've been trying to get in, who are in there, have been trying to get there a long time. Yeah. Some are longer than rappers, been trying to be rappers.
Right.
Politicians are like that. But see, you know what's funny, too? You wouldn't think, unless you heard plies in these kind of junctures, that he is, you know, like this. That he's paying attention to this stuff. Because now people who know him know.
Mm-hmm.
But people who are fans of him are like, you know, and they just hear his voice go up high. Like, you know, it does. You know, like, they hear all that. But that's him. But the content is different.
I think that's the crazy part, because I didn't understand that for a long time. Like, I ain't grow up in a situation where politics was on the forefront. I, you know, no disrespect to her, I love her more than anything in the world. Like, me and my mom and them didn't have them kind of conversations. Like, that just wasn't, and it just took me to get a situation or to, you know, do better for myself that I realized, like, man, like, I'm trying to figure out how to survive in a world that wasn't made for me. Like, it wasn't made for me. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to live a life. I'm trying to figure out how to live by some set of rules.
That you doing schooled on.
Period.
But are you schooling your son and your kids on it?
For me?
Like, because you didn't have those conversations with your mom, but are you having
For me, I look at it and I say this. To my son, I look at it and say this. I say, it's things that he faced with, I'm not faced with, but that's why I don't look at him and expect him to be like me. I don't expect him to be like me. I ain't finna tell my son to go put earrings in his ear. Or I'm not trying to live my life again through him.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm cool with, like I tell him, until people start telling you you are lame, you ain't living right. Mm. When you start, people start to tell you, man, he lame. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, you win it.
You're winning. Listen, man. Until you start hearing the word lame, you was doing this all wrong.
Right.
Yeah. You're doing it all wrong.
Yeah.
You know, to be the cool.
I ain't trying to raise nobody cool.
No, man. No. No.
Do your own thing.
That's what I tell a lot of people about my daughters. I'm like, the last thing I want them to be is popping.
No.
I'm not trying to have my daughters popping. I don't want it.
You ain't winning. You ain't. Nah. To me, you ain't winning. Long term, you ain't winning. Like, and so for him, That's my biggest thing to him. Like, I try to allow him to understand what the playing field really is.
Yeah.
Because his things have gotten, you know, better. But at the end of the day, they are what they are. And you got to try to, and it's, again, I throw this out there, but I'm going to tell people this. You remember the little bracelet that you used to wear? And it used to say, what would God do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't kind of ask myself that no more. I really ask myself a lot of times, like, when I'm in a situation, what would white people do?
Oh, my God. I mean, it is a, you know, it's a valuable kind of perspective.
How would they handle this?
How would this go down?
Because I know if I handle this how I think they would handle this,
might have a different outcome.
They're going to understand my decision. Yeah. It's kind of like being in court. If I had everybody in the hood that was on the jury, I had 12 people, they were just all from the hood. They would understand why
I
got
story.
They would understand most of the things of why I did what I just did. They would just understand that. They just totally would understand that.
Yeah.
But that's not where a lot of decisions is. You look at the House, you look at the Senate, you look at the House, bro. Those people don't understand my way of living.
Oh, no.
They just don't.
They don't understand a lot. They had to bring a lady in to talk to the lady. Right. They were like, yo, we can't question
her. Right, absolutely.
You're not getting us caught up.
And that was a good thing because, I mean, it was to them, to a certain extent.
Kept
to
them out the hot seat.
Right. It kept them out of the hot seat because they knew they weren't going to be able to control themselves to be able to ask Ms. Ford these questions without getting what they call belligerent. they already knew that. So one of the things that I do respect about a politician, they always thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the thing that...
Next step.
Right. And the thing that I allow myself, you know, I used to be a ESPN reality show connoisseur. But when I started really realizing what was going on, I said, man, like, why am I even watching this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now my TVs don't leave a news network, period, or Bloomberg, or it, because that's all that really matters.
Yeah, you got to be up on it.
For real.
Yeah.
Because they ain't hiding nothing. They telling you exactly what's going on.
Yeah. Like, over and over again.
Right, over and over again. Like, ain't nobody hiding anything from nobody. So for me, I just had to challenge myself to a certain extent. I don't get sucked up in it, but you got to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Man, I always salute my homie because when he come in here, he give y'all the real. And
hey,
like I said, I ain't asking for nothing.
This is old way. This is his professional program director way of telling me it's time to leave.
Listen.
So I'm finna get out of here, man.
Let me tell you how this goes. It's 9:55 right now. Now, I know Kenzie want him to hang out with her all day. So I mean, we got five minutes left in the show.
This ain't my first rodeo,
I still got commercials to play.
This ain't my first rodeo. I know how this goes.
I was bringing it to a close.
Everybody who's listening this morning, man, I'm going to see y'all another 6 months when I come back. Because I know what's going on. This is the way they're telling you to get out of here.
All right, before we go, these people who you have in front of you are now on the stand. Have I ever, when we've come in here, have I ever walked in here without Plies having a record and come in and talked about his IG post?
100% all the time.
And have I ever said, we got to get him on the air?
Yes, and you play his IG all the time
right,
on the show.
Right, because it's a part of you, and I'm telling you, it's like just because I treat him like
finna,
records.
You think I'm going to believe a guy who got a shirt on with a woman with a bandana wrapped around her face?
You think I'm going to genuinely believe him? That guy there was an Oreo roll, man.
Purple Heart, first single is All the Above. It is out there right now with Plies and Kevin Gates, man. He is always home. You always welcome here. All right, man.
All right, love, always.
All right, man.
All right, we got to get up out here and play these commercials before we get in trouble, dog. We out. Live.